The city of Tallahassee is placing concrete box culverts in the St. Augustine Branch. That's the formal name of the stream at the intersection of Railroad Square and FAMU Way. Alicia Weatherwell is the program engineer with the city of Tallahassee.
You know, if we had left it open and tried to improve it, then we would have taken actually more space for the water in order to widen it out. But now that we're putting it underground, we had a space that was left behind where the water's always been, and we can replace it with a park, which was what the community wanted.
St. Augustine Branch carries runoff water to Monsoon Lake. Weatherwell says the culverts installed in the stream will be an improvement to Tallahassee's stormwater system. In the past, rushing waters would erode the stream's bank and carry tons of sediments into the lake, contaminating it by choking out oxygen and light, which is detrimental to the wildlife.
By putting this in a concrete box, you're reducing that scour and the potential to remove that sediment from that point further down in the watershed.
Charles Hargrave is a manager at Blueprint 2000, an intergovernmental agency that recommends stormwater and transportation projects in Leon County. The new stormwater drain system will also reduce flooding in the area. Many properties south of Van Buren Pond will no longer be in floodplains once this construction is done. Covering the ditch has also been a concern of the community because it is a safety hazard. The box culverts will reduce the likelihood of someone falling in and being swept away by the stormwater. When the ditch is covered, there will be a trail on top of it connecting FAMU Way to Cascades Park. Harry Farrar, Tallahassee's project design engineer, says many issues are being solved at once with this project.
That we put these two projects together so that we would have as little impact on the community as possible.
The construction will add three roundabouts, back-end parking, color concrete sidewalks, trees, and greenery. It is expected to be completed by 2016. For WFSU News, I am Derezny Nimorin.